Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we are pleased to have Eagle golfer Kenzie Kano, a Mitchell, Nebraska native, right here in the Panhandle, and coming off the top performance by the Eagle team scorecard from this week's season opening tournament in Colorado. Kenzie, hello, how are you today?
I'm doing good, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm really glad that you were able to come into the studio, visit with us on the show this week. First, just tell us how it felt to get that golf season started and get out there and play in a tournament for CSC.
Yeah, we were all ready, and I was excited to get back in the swing of things and get the first tournament under our belt, but a little nerves for the first one, but it went well. We played 36 holes for the first day, which coach told us that, and we weren't quite ready for it, but then we kind of just knew that it wouldn't be as bad playing 36 holes. We got to go play in a cart, so that helped. So
that came as a surprise to play 36 on Monday?
Yeah, we usually just play 18 the first day and then 18 the second day, but they wanted to do 36 the first day, so which I enjoy, actually. So I thought it was great to be able to play that many holes.
How does that change how you approach the tournament, thinking you're going to play two 18 holes and then all of a sudden, hey, you know what, let's throw another 18 in today? Does that change how you went about things on Monday?
Yeah, so obviously there's so many holes that can go well or bad, but playing the first 18, it went really well, started off well, and then had a few bumps, but then finished strong and then was able to shoot a 79, and then being able to play that extra 18, I was already in the groove, which was nice. So then I just felt like being able to just keep going and then playing well at the same time. So
visiting with Kenzie Kano, Eagle women's golfer today. She just finished up with her team at the 2021 Swan Memorial, played at Todd Creek Golf Club in Thornton, Colorado, and you finished in 21st place overall. Kenzie, a terrific job. That was the top best score for the Eagles. And you had the pair of 79s and an 81. That's a plus 23 overall. You kind of alluded to how you felt like you played overall, but how was that for your expectations going in? Is that what you were looking to get, maybe around that top 20?
Yeah, I was hoping just to shoot in the 70s consistently, and being able to do that on the first day, the 36 holes, was nice. And then coming back for the second day on the 18, I wanted to shoot in the 70s, and I had chances. I didn't finish like how I wanted to, but shooting an 81, I was still pleased with that overall.
Kenzie, looking at your historical results with Chadron State, you missed out on that low round score by one shot in those two rounds with the 79. Is there a shot or two you've kind of been pining over on the drive back home, thinking, man, I would love another opportunity at that one?
Yeah, for sure. So my going into tonight, I had like five holes left, and then on a par five, my drive, I hit it into the weeds, so I had to play it again, and that kind of took a double on that one, which I look back on that one and really wish I had that drive over again. Just, I knew I could have made par, which would have helped me so much, that just those two strokes and then a couple putts here and there. But
now it's all about the short memory with golf, right? You forget about that before this coming tournament.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. We have another one this weekend, and it's Spearfish, so now I just got to regroup and then just keep consistently playing how I am.
Kenzie Kano with us, Eagle women's golfer on the Sports Journal tonight. The team finished 11th in the standings, three shots back of a top 10. As you talked to your teammates and Coach Ritson after the tournament, what's been the reaction from them on how things went in the opening tournament?
Yeah, I know most of them weren't pleased with how they played, but they were still happy, but we know we can play better and be top 10 for sure. They're just little things, I think, that we need to work on, and then just being consistent overall with our play. And I think we'll be ready this weekend, though.
Kenzie, coming up on Monday and Tuesday again this week, you had mentioned that tournament up in South Dakota that you'll be a part of. What do you know about the course? What course are you playing up there? And you know, how excited are you for that one?
Yeah, we're playing a Red Rocks course up there. So I heard it's difficult, but I think we'll be ready. And I'm really excited for this one. Yeah.
Do you get to go up and walk the course, get in a cart, drive the course, kind of get the layout of it before you play? Or do you show up, hit a few range balls, and then just take off with it and see how it goes?
We'll go up Sunday morning and then do our practice round, so we will be able to get the feel and the view and see how the course is playing and see what the greens are like and the overall layout. So hopefully that will be prepare us for Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, great to get that taste of it before the real thing. Looking at the full schedule for your team, you guys play in Minnesota. You're going to play in Las Vegas at one point this year. You go down to Colorado again. The RMAC tournament looks like that's in Arizona this year. Yep. Is there a course or a venue, a state you're looking forward to the most?
I love going down to Vegas. We went down there my freshman year and be able to play those courses. They're so nice down there. And then obviously Arizona. Beautiful courses. We went to, I love the one in Palm Valley last year that we played in. That one was really fun. And then this one that we will be at conference is a new one, so I'm excited to play that one, hopefully.
Kenzie Kano with us today on the CSC Sports Journal. You played high school golf in Mitchell about an hour and a half or so from here in Shadron. So local girl, always great to see you have success with the local kids here in town. Scenic Knolls, that's the local nine hole down there in Mitchell. What's your best score and your favorite hole at Scenic Knolls?
My best score down there was 71. Shot that my senior year. My favorite hole would probably be, I think, number two. You got water right before the green, so you either go all the for it or you lay up. So I like that one a lot.
What's your favorite club in the golf bag? Either your favorite or your go-to? Maybe they're the same one.
My favorite right now is currently my putter. I just got a new putter, so I've been playing really well with that one. Also really enjoy my 8-iron. So
I like that, my favorite right now. That's kind of the golfer's mentality, right? It sort of just depends on which one you're hitting best. Is that how it is for you?
Yeah, for sure. Could be my driver, could be a wedge, could be my 8-iron, just depends.
Kenzie Cano with us today on the show. Tell us about your favorite shot you've ever hit, Kenzie.
Oh, boy.
Kind of a tough one to dive in. You've hit so many golf shots in your career, but ever, high school, college, one that you really love thinking about.
I would have to say there's one in high school where I almost made a hole-in-one on one of the par threes at Mitchell, so that was pretty special. Wish you would have went in, but that one was a good one.
Have you ever had a hole-in-one?
I have not, so hopefully soon, one day.
Something we have in common. I have never had a hole-in-one either. Kind of close, within a few feet. I don't really play a whole lot of golf. Love the sport, but don't get to play as much. I really want to get one of those sometime, too.
Me too.
Darn near impossible, but good luck to you on that. Kenzie, you won the Nebraska Class C State Championship in high school in 2018. Just an incredible feat. Congrats on that. You went to state four times as well. What do you remember most from the state championship tournament, the one that you won? What can you share with our fans tonight?
That tournament was so cold. It was rainy and snowy, and it was miserable, but gutted it out. We only played one day because the second day got canceled. But I played with a girl from Ogallala, Harley. We tied together, so that was pretty special. We played together all my 4 years, so that was really nice. But overall, it was a great tournament, and my teammates and coach were really special, and I enjoyed that one a lot.
All that experience at state, did it really help you as you ended up winning state, drawing back on, hey, I've been here before, I'm not as nervous as maybe my first time?
Yeah, for sure. So being able to go to state 4 years was a huge accomplishment that I strived for. And looking at it now, all those tournaments have really paid off, because going into this last one, I didn't feel as much pressure or nervous as I used to be, even last year. So that was really big thing I was hoping to get going.
Visiting with Kenzie Kano tonight on the Sports Journal. A few final ones for you, Kenzie. Fans and listeners would want to know what you're studying at Shadron State. What's your major?
I'm currently sport and rec management, athletic training. So hopefully be an athletic trainer one day, maybe for the Huskers. That's a big goal of mine, so we'll see.
Yeah, boy, that's an awesome, awesome goal. As athletic trainers, you know, I see a lot of them around practice with different sports. Mm-hmm. You're obviously a student athlete playing golf. How does that work? When do you jump into training and doing some of that stuff, or you're not quite there yet in schooling?
Not quite, so hopefully maybe next semester or next year I'll get into that. But yeah, it's been busy, but I really enjoy it, so.
Do you get to pick which sport you want to go and help with the training, or are they going to sort of slot you into a place that works with your schedule? You're pretty
probably
busy.
Probably slot me into a place, yeah, between golf and then studying and classes and other activities, just trying to find time to do that, so.
All right. Kenzie, this has been a lot of fun getting to visit with you, talk golf, and listeners and fans getting to learn more about you. Good luck this coming week when you head up to South Dakota, and we wish you and the team well. Thanks for being on the Sports Journal.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually, it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.